Jazz 91.9 WCLK, Atlanta's jazz station, broadcasting from the campus of Clark Atlanta University. My name is Mark Angel, sitting in for Jamal Ahmed, and you're listening to the Soul of Jazz Music right there from Lonjanou Parsons. And that was Funkin' Around. And that was the Amalgamations of Sounds remix here on Jazz 91.9 FM WCLK. And you know, WCLK, we're celebrating 40 years of service to the Atlanta community. Service all over the place. But you know what? For 20 years, we've witnessed the Funk Jazz Cafe Arts and Music Festival, the event, the movement, the growth, the documentary. We saw it all here in Atlanta. And I remember the very first time that I went to check out the Funk Jazz Cafe Arts and Music Festival was in the late 90s. And I was just amazed, because a lot of times when you go to an event, you're in one room, you don't have any options. You just are sitting there in one place, and you don't get to, you know, venture out and see other things. And that's why I like the Funk Jazz Cafe Arts and Music Festival. Really just tripped me out, because you can be on the main, watch the main stage. You can check out the multiple suites. You can see artists. You can see people painting on canvas, up and coming artists, established artists, all that at the Funk Jazz Cafe. And that's going to be taking place. Part two of the 20 year anniversary is going to be taking place this Saturday, October 25th. And it is my honor and pleasure to have in the Soul Kitchen the founder, creator, visionary of the Funk Jazz Cafe Arts and Music Festival, Jason Orr. What's happening? How you doing?
What's up, Mark Angel? I'm glad to be here, brother. You know, celebrating 20 years is nothing on y'all's 40 years.
Yeah, it's 40 years.
I like to tell people, you don't go 20 years, 10, 15 years, 20 years without, you know, being excellent. You can't just be average and mediocre, you know what I mean, without people. So it's really an accolade and an honor at the same time.
20 years. Now, the first question is, who's going to be there? No, I'm just kidding. I know that.
It wouldn't be a surprise if I told you.
Now, here's the thing. Now, you've been doing, actually, you've been, for 20 years, you know, you haven't really been announcing who's going to be there.
Isn't that incredible?
Man, that is something. Now, how do you keep it under wraps like that?
Well, you know what? And it's a testament to even this station. When you have black culture and black music going in one direction in the popular arena, and it's not really benefiting or as varied. There's not much variation or diversity in terms of authenticity. Mm-hmm. So what we offer at Funk Jazz Cafe Arts and Music Festival for the past 20 years is a stage or a platform for authenticity, you know, in all of our cultural disciplines, all of our artistic disciplines. You know, when you think of visual art, there are a bunch of disciplines in visual art. There's sculpture art, there's canvas work, there's pottery. It's a whole bunch there, and there's a lot of room for invention. So we like to say that our thing is about preservation, sustainability, and innovation.
Okay.
Of our rich cultural legacy.
So the previous Funk Jazz that we just experienced back in July, that was part one.
That was part one.
Now this is part two coming up on this Saturday, October 25th. Yeah. Now what's part two, as you know, in conjunction to part one?
Well, I normally just have a lot planned. Mm-hmm. If you can remember the 10th year anniversary in 2004, you know, it was in four parts.
Oh.
So, you know, when you're trying to celebrate our excellence, you really can't do it in the amount of time that we offer, you know, in one day. So we like to stretch them out. You know, we like to extend that to, you know, another day. I would like to do two more, but, you know, we're already in the fall and at the end of the year. So it's a different time. So I the first one was 5 hours of one thing, and this next one, Saturday, October 25th, it'd be 5 hours of another thing.
I mean, you pretty much have almost raised a child, you know what I'm saying?
We have.
20 years. Now, what's the difference between Jason Orr then and now, and also Funk Jazz then and now?
You know, we all admire our youthful angst, our youthful ambition. You know, at 23, it's one thing. At 43, it's another thing. Yeah. I'm a lot more seasoned. It's like a wine, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm a lot more determined as a festival producer and, you know, organizer. You know, back in those days, you do things without checking with people. And now, you know, you check and you organize and you check things off. You know what I'm saying? and you make sure that they're there as opposed to winging it. We probably winged a lot of things back then. And, you know, in music, when you have mistakes, those become the good things.
Yeah, good mistakes.
Good mistakes.
Wow, wow.
So now it's just a well-oiled machine. And as you see, you just can't go, you know, 20 years being okay or average.
So this Saturday, October 25th, Funk Jazz Cafe Arts and Music Festival. What can, maybe let's say, what is somebody who's never been, what can they expect?
And there are a lot of those. Yeah. You know, when we started, it was a million, almost 2 million people in the city, and now it's 6 million, close to 6 million in the city. And we like that because we get to turn people on to those good things about Atlanta, Georgia. You know what I mean? And we learned that, obviously, with screening Diary of a Decade and all of these other markets. You know, people say, hey, that's in Atlanta? And we're like, yeah, that's definitely in Atlanta. And I automatically knew that, you know, those people have a perception of Atlanta from watching, you know, things on television. You know, whether it's Housewives or Love and Hip Hop or Bad Girls Club or even some movies. You know, it's a perception of Atlanta. Or the lore of Freaknik, you know, that history there. You know, so what you can expect Saturday is definitely some very unique surprises. You'll definitely, when it comes to music, we've got some classic things that you'll be singing along with. We'll be in our tradition of introducing you to what's new and what's going to be the future. We did that in July.
Yes.
We're going to do that on Saturday.
And that's what I definitely wanted to ask you about that. I mean, because you have to, one, you're organizing the event, but you also have to keep your fingers on the pulse of what's hot and what's going on. And I remember at the last Funk Jazz, you had a sign that said, "This is the future."
That's right.
And, you know, how are you able to, you know, to keep your finger on the pulse of what's happening? And how are you able to see the future in music?
Well, it's not hard. I mean, you know, we're going down a real small funnel of cultural activities now. You know what I mean? So what we offer is the broader landscape of our rich cultural legacy. You know what I'm saying? So it's not really a hard thing, you know, and I want to big up Fabian Williams for doing that piece. It's not one of his most serious pieces, but just to paint "This is the future," that was something I came up with the night before the last Funk Jazz Cafe, because I knew what we were presenting was going to be something that you know, would withstand a while, you know. Just think about it. When we first started, the first one, you know, there's Michelle and Degiocello, you know, and look at her. I mean, she's a legend. Look at everybody that we've dealt with in the past that we introduced the city to, and so that you all, you know, with yourself and Jamal and both Kens, Ken Ryan, Ken Beatty. Ken Beatty was notorious for introducing something new.
Absolutely.
You know, and let me also say that these two properties, well, we wouldn't exist without you guys.
Thank you.
You know, hands down.
Hey, WCLK.
If the music wasn't there, then people wouldn't have the palette for it. So we couldn't introduce you to a Michelle and Degiocello, a Van Hunt, a Dion Ferris, or, you know, Jeremy Ellis or Eric Roberson or Foreign Exchange. You know, there are a lot of new names that you guys play now, like Thundercat or Gwen Bunn, you know. You know, so those are the things that we try to maintain a license to do, which is introduce you to what's next and, you know, what's fresh, you know.
This is Mark Angel. I'm sitting in for Jamal Ahmed, speaking with Jason Orr, founder of the Funk Jazz Cafe Arts and Music Festival, taking place October 25th at the Tabernacle this Saturday. And, you know, it's just kind of cool to sit, because we've never got to sit and talk. And I like to ask questions because I've seen this baby grow. And, you know, you are an artist also.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm one half of the group Soul of Earth with Craig Love. And, you know, we do records with Omar, you know, Dion Ferris, Lady Alma.
Now, do you think you being an artist, like, does that give you kind of more insight into working with other artists when it comes to organizing this festival?
Absolutely, because I can talk music to them, and they can feel like, okay, we're going to a safe place.
Got it.
You know, when you ask people to come in and sit in with a house band and do a few songs, it's like almost, you know, come and be intimate with somebody you don't know. So, you know, when the person that's organizing it is a music person, you know, they can relate to, okay, this is going to be, they're going to make sure that certain things are there, especially when you deal with British talent. Omar, okay. Another guy that you guys play that we introduced at Funk Jazz Cafe a few times. Mm-hmm. You know, he's very particular. You know, Sir Omar, knighted by Prince Charles. You know, mm-hmm. he's 7 albums deep, you know what I mean, over the past 30 years mm-hmm. of history. You know, it's just really important for those guys when they come to America. You know, they want their stuff to be right. Or when you deal with Karen Wheeler from Soul to Soul, you know, the Soul to Soul legacy, you got to have those musical parts right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, speaking of the artists and stuff that you do bring, like, and I don't know, I know you have a lot of memorable moments, but what's Jason Orr's, one of his most memorable moments to date in dealing and doing the Funk Jazz Cafe Arts and Music Festival?
Wow, one in 1995 with Michelle and Degiocello, because we were there, we were partying, having a good time, and if those who were around, I was sitting on top of this riser contraption above DJ Kemet, and mm-hmm. these were pager days.
Wow.
So I got a page from Michelle, and she said, I'm in Atlanta, so I went and picked her up. That's one. Mm-hmm. Of course, each time Omar has been here, mm-hmm. you know, and then that one pairing when we... Omar was so much fun and so good that right after them, Public Enemy was scheduled. Mm. And, you know, Public Enemy, the legends, you know, they're in, you know, hip-hop, you know, royalty and in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So, and even I called it out then. I said, when they start letting hip-hop artists in, they're going to let Public Enemy in for sure.
They called that one.
I called that one.
And that's a great mix right there because, I mean, you going from UK soul to, you know, the hip-hop and able to mix that all up. Right there mm-hmm. at the Funk Jazz Cafe Arts and Music Festival.
Loose Ends was one.
Loose Ends.
Bilal.
Yeah.
You know, some of the stuff you see in the movie. Dougie Fresh.
Now, you brought out a lot of new artists at part one. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, because y'all play them here. And mm-hmm. you know, it's
Shante Khan, who's going to be, she's actually performing tonight at the Sweet Lounge. But Shante Khan will be.
Shante Khan. She's there. Who's, you know, down with Snarky Puppy and Lil Jon Roberts and, Taylor McFerrin, Bobby McFerrin's son. Yeah. That was an important, you know, introduction right there. Jeremy Ellis, that everybody seems to remember, you know.
Yeah.
You know, he's a very special guy. Who else did we introduce the last? So, well, those were the introductions. Mm-hmm. And I like that when people can walk away and say, that guy, the redhead guy, he was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are a lot more that I want to do. You know, and we look forward to doing that in the spring of 2015.
Yeah, and that was my next question. What's next for the Arts and Music Festival? What's next for Funk Jazz Cafe?
Well, the Arts and Music Festival is one thing, but mm-hmm. what's next for Funk Jazz Cafe as a brand?
Mm-hmm.
As you know, we do a documentary film festival, FJK Documentary Film Festival and Music Conference, something that's modeled after kind of like the TED conventions, if you're familiar with those. Mm-hmm. Where we have, you know, dialogue on music, technology, and film all being integrated on one hand. And then we show some really good films. So, like the next one, we're going to show the Rahsaan Roland Kirk documentary, The Case of the Three-Sided Dream.
Okay.
We're going to show Finding Fela. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to show the Brothers Hypnotic, you know mm-hmm. what I mean, on the Hypnotic Brothers. So music documentaries, just that opportunity to expand Black culture and lifestyles as we know it in film. You know what I mean?
Got it.
Yeah, so that's something that we're doing. And then, of course, next year we're going to do two Funk Jazz Cafe Arts and Music Festivals. Mm-hmm. I have two films in the works, one with WCLK's Jamal Ahmed called Stepping Into Tomorrow, where, you know, it's going to be a lot of stars on that one, just like with Diary of a Decade. We've already dealt with Al Jarreau and Marcus Miller and George Duke's last interview and, you know, Billy Cobham and Mark DeClive Lowe and a lot of greats, you know, King, who's performing tonight.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, you know, film, I've been bit by the film bug.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got a few of those that I want to kick out, and I'm a kind of a renaissance guy. I like to do all of those things. I've dedicated my life to arts and culture.
Funk Jazz Cafe Arts and Music Festival this Saturday, October 25th at the Tabernacle, speaking with the founder, Jason Orr. If anybody out there wants to be there Saturday, if they want more information, please, where can we go?
You can go to our website, funkjazzcafe.com, funkjazzcafe.com. kafe.com, not a C, kafe.com. And you can get all the information there as to what we're doing and if you want to get tickets or whatever. But it's definitely going to be an exciting 20th year anniversary part two. For those who remember part one, we keep it exciting.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm looking forward. I wish it was tomorrow or tonight. You know?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, let's do it now.
Yeah, let's do it now. You know, so
the experience of the Funk Jazz Cafe, I think, is the, you know, when you talk about the rooms and everything, it's so many options, and that's mm-hmm. that's what I think everybody's going to be looking forward to on this Saturday coming up.
Oh yeah, you know, and you speak of the rooms, you know, you got 9 interactive areas to deal with. Normally, yeah. We have 4 walls and whatever we came to see.
Yeah,
and that's it. And so that's another outside of the performance talent, which isn't our main focus. You know, we like to highlight what's happening here in Atlanta, yes. Individuals who are doing special things in fashion and theater and art and, you know, just capoeira Angola and mm-hmm. martial arts and, you know, stilt walking and, mokajumbi, different things that celebrate our rich cultural legacy.
All right, there it is. Well, yeah. We definitely look forward to the Saturday. Look forward to seeing you out there and can't wait for the surprises happening and all the different
all over the place.
The food, everything. So
all
we'll,
over the place.
We'll see you out there. The Funk Jazz Cafe Arts and Music Festival. That was Jason Orr right there, the founder of the Funk Jazz Cafe. My name is Mark Angel, in for Jamal Ahmed, and you're listening to Atlanta's Jazz Station, Jazz 91.9 WCLK.